without energy and without health, which I think they're one and the same, you're not going to get the messages that you need. You're not going to be thinking clearly, and you're not going to have the energy to take the action to make that money in the first place.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I just want to know how many of you just said that with me and you are fitting it in, you guys. I'm so proud of you. Something that I do every single day is to read, even if it's for 5 minutes. I try to read either at night or in the morning to get my brain into the mode of thinking in the way that I want to think, thinking in the direction that I want to think, because it's really easy that if I'm left to my own devices to follow the feeling that I woke up in and let my thoughts follow that feeling of I'm tired, I feel groggy, what do I have to do today? So instead of following that feeling that I woke up in, choosing thoughts that then get feelings that bring a new emotion, right? So our thoughts are attached to our emotions. If we keep inserting that new thought and we start reading from people who were in a high vibe place while they were writing, or we are talking about high vibe topics, meaning high vibe, good feelings, forward movement, living in your purpose, all of those beautiful things. So speaking of living in your purpose, I have gotten so many messages recently from people who are really afraid of taking the leap. And I think that there's so many different things that go on when I talk about taking the leap into your purpose. What we're missing when we're talking about taking that big leap or taking those steps into your purpose is that this isn't going to happen all at once for people. There are people who are going to rip off the Band-Aid, leave their job, start their new business, and they're going to just be fully walking in their purpose. And it's going to be the hardest thing that they've ever done in their life. But those are the types of people who you just know that no matter what, you're not going to give up. Like no matter if the bank account's in the negative, like you're going to pop up some lemonade stands and you're just going to make shit happen. Like if you know that's you and you're just, you fully are like survivor no matter what, then you're a tear off the Band-Aid type of person. Now, if you don't resonate with that, you're not going to be the person who's going to up and quit their job and go full force on their dreams. It's not you. So you fully know if it's you. Like there have been times in my life where I fully know it's me. And I also fully know because I didn't have the choice. Right? The rug was ripped out from underneath me and I had no option but to go full force into the direction of my dreams because we lost our house. We lost our cars. My husband lost his job. I was only making around $1,000 a month. We lost literally everything. So I had no choice but to go full force into my dreams while being $350,000 in debt and losing everything. So that was kind of that tear off the Band-Aid type of moment. Like you actually have no option or you will not be surviving. So that was a moment where life actually tore the Band-Aid off for me. Now, for people who are thinking, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to make money? I don't think this is for me. I'm so afraid, yet this is my purpose. I don't think I can move on with the current situation that I'm in. I can't imagine my life in the current situation I'm in. So I got some messages, which is so funny because this was not just one message. And they are sticking out in my head this week to me. So if you know this was your message, I'm sending you so much love and thank you for just bringing this to the surface, because I know that if you're all thinking it, that everyone's thinking it. And I'm getting this message that says in my inbox, it says, if I stay in the business that I'm in right now, if I stay in this career that I'm in right now, I know that I'm going to be successful. Like I'm on the trajectory of being able to climb the ladder. Like I'm going to be successful, except I don't feel fulfilled and I can't imagine staying here, but I'm so afraid to leave because of the money and I need to support my family. So I don't think I can take this leap because I'm so afraid. How do you know when it's for you or if you should just stay? And here's what I want people to think about, because I'm never going to tell you you should go or you absolutely need to go or what this looks like. Like this should be something that you figure out on your own. And I only think we tell people these things because we already know and we're looking for someone to say, to give us either validation or to tell us, no, you shouldn't go. And that will also incur a response for us. So what I really wanted to write back was, no, you shouldn't go. You should stay in that job because you just said you'll be successful. But I believe if I said this in this message, what would happen is I call this the takeaway. Like if you took away the dream and said, nope, you're right, stay in this job, you're going to be successful, you already said that, except what does success actually mean? In my personal opinion, I think what's happening here is we're defining success by the old terms. Okay, you're going to be safe, you're going to make money, and that's what that looks like. And now I want to challenge you and say, we're never safe. I don't care if you're an entrepreneur or you are in a rock solid company right now. My husband was in a rock solid company, moving up the ranks, making a ton of money. And that rock solid company shut down. And we lost everything that we had worked for and that we had done. So nothing is ever safe. So if you think of it that way, nothing is ever safe, but you are always, and I don't want this to get you into fear. Like that's not what this is meant to do. But I also want you to be really realistic and also plan for that. That's why I always have my eggs in more than one basket, is because I truly know and have seen, and I'm old enough now to have seen some things happen in my life where I'm like, wow, okay, nothing is certain. So getting more comfortable with uncertainty and knowing that at your core, you are a survivor no matter what. Like humans are so freaking resilient. It's crazy. Like you will figure it out. So you don't have to have anything locked in right now because you'll probably have many chapters, many careers, many jobs. Even if you're an entrepreneur, like you're probably going to change your path of entrepreneurship. It will transform. It will shift. Maybe you'll do many other businesses. Maybe you'll partner in many other businesses. Maybe you'll invest. Maybe you'll completely not want to do what you're doing right now and you'll start to shift and transform. So this is what I want to tell you also. So from the person who's messaging me saying, this is, you know, I will be successful in this. Great. But really look at what you're defining success as when you tell me in the second part of the message that you can't picture feeling fulfilled every day or doing this every day. Because to me, success means that I am fulfilled. And I know that when I am fulfilled, what follows that is so many different energetic gains, meaning whether that's money or whether that's more energy that I go and start another business with, whatever that is, if you're not fulfilled, you're actually energetically draining yourself. And when I say energetically, I don't just mean woo-woo energy. I mean, we have a finite amount of energy every single day. And energy is your biggest commodity that you can ever have, right? Because without energy and without health, which I think they're one and the same, you're not going to get the messages that you need. You're not going to be thinking clearly, and you're not going to have the energy to take the action to make that money in the first place. So no matter how successful by the old terms that you are, it's probably not lasting, and you might end not wanting to show up, not working as well, maybe even getting laid off or getting fired because you're just not passionate. So that's where that energy is going to come from, is can you reignite yourself in it, or can you reignite how you feel about that position and understand that maybe, you know, this money that you're getting is from this position that maybe isn't as fulfilling is actually fulfilling another part of your life. And so you can kind of re-engage and reignite how you feel about that job. That's often what I tell people is while you're building this other thing that really fulfills you, but it's not making money yet, can you re-engage and reignite your passion for that job that wasn't fulfilling you anymore by looking at the money that it's giving you and what you're able to do there and how blessed you are to wake up and go to that job and let yourself get really reignited and re-engaged in that job that you thought was not fulfilling and boring by changing your entire perspective on it of what it's giving you in your life, like the possibilities that it's giving you in other parts of your life. Because there have been so many times that I've wanted to leave a job or I've wanted to close down a business that I have. I wanted to close down my fitness or my gym that I had opened a year before I closed it because I needed that money in order to go into the new business that I wanted to go in, which was self-development, which was women's events, which was e-courses. But we didn't have enough money to do that yet. Even though my heart was no longer in this gym at all, I did not want to go. I did not yet have the money to stop it. So I had to stay there way longer, which meant I had to let go of the fact that I felt like I was over it. And I had to reignite my passion within those four walls of that gym. I had to say, I'm so lucky to get to help these people. I'm so lucky that I get all of the lessons over this next year that this gym is going to provide me. I'm so lucky that this is teaching me so much patience of how important it is to reignite where we're at and change our perspective so that I can say, I'm so grateful for this money. I'm so grateful that this is the bridge that's helping me go to my new path. So with that story that I just shared, that's also what I want to say. When you are going into this new thing or starting this new thing that you desire, you are gonna need some time and you're gonna need more patience than you think that you even have, that is even possible to be given to you in your life. Like this is called where you build resilience and where you have some freaking grit because you need to appreciate this old job or this job, this current job that you have that you get to have and you get to do and the people that you get to interact with, even if they are like the most torturous people that you've ever interacted with in your life and you are miserable, they are your teachers right now. And if you think that where you're going is going to be easier, I'm so sorry, but it's not the case because being an entrepreneur and building a business is one of the hardest things that you'll ever do. And you are going to be getting so many lessons that if you don't learn them now in your current position of patience, of learning to work with people, you'll never be able to make it as that entrepreneur or having that side hustle or that business that you want because what's going to happen is so many different personalities are going to come into that business and you're going to need to know how to navigate them. But you don't realize that the lessons that you need for that future thing are actually in your current situation now. So who's trying to teach you something that you don't enjoy at work right now? Who's trying to teach you patience? Who's trying to teach you boundaries? Who's trying to teach you to stand up for yourself in the most beautiful, loving way and set those boundaries and be able to detach and know that things are going to be tough? People might come at you. People might attack you. Yes, this is so the case. So how can you learn those lessons right now while you build this other thing and you can spot those lessons earlier and know how to respond? Notice I said respond and not react. So you will be slowly building that business. It won't be that leap where you're like, oh my God, what if I don't make money? Oh my God, now this thing that I really loved is now just pressure to make money and people feel it and I sound desperate online and I sound desperate in my emails and I sound desperate in my pitches to try to get people in the door of this business or whatever you're doing as your side hustle. So transition slowly and know that all of your lessons are being given to you in your current situation that you might be dreading right now, but how can you flip them and say, holy crap, I'm so grateful for these amazing lessons. Oh my God, this person that I couldn't stand taught me the most gorgeous lessons I've ever had in my entire life. Like, how can I love them and understand that they're they have their own perspective from their own backstory. And I am the blessed one who gets to be enlightened in this lifetime and see that maybe they do not get to have the gifts of this awakening or this understanding. Like, wow, I'm so blessed to be in this position to be able to see that they are just going through their own thing. And I can energetically not engage and figure out how to respond around this. You're being given all the gifts right now. And you're also being given this bridge and this time to slowly ease into making money into your new business or this new side hustle. So you don't have to worry about, oh my God, what if this does not make money for me right away? So if you're one of those people who's like, I'm really scared to make the transition, make it slowly. Start that side hustle slowly. Start proving to yourself that you can do this, but have deadlines around it. Like, don't be unrealistic and be like, okay, I'll start it slow because it's never going to happen. Like, join a mastermind or get an accountability partner or go start hanging around people who are doing this exact same thing and transitioning or someone who has transitioned. And you'll start to see like, oh, there's not as much pressure on it, but I'm going to appreciate where I'm at while also simultaneously moving forward on this business. And I'm not going to leave until I make X amount of money consistently. And then I'll feel comfortable leaving. You know, this is for a lot of people who have kids or who have a lot of payments that they need to make up or who are massively in debt. Like, don't just tear the Band-Aid off when you have no clue what you're doing, because again, you're going to seem desperate or you're not going to be able to do what you want to do in this new business and the energy that you want to do it in. So with that being said, just know that this is what it looks like. It's a slow transition. If you are super patient and you decide to use your current life to learn all of the lessons that you're going to need for your future business, that's really where you're going to be successful in the transition. And also really look at when, you know, going back to the woman who messaged me talking about, I'll be successful in this. What does success mean to you? Because something that I've always had this innate ability to do, which can be learned by you guys, is to fast forward into the future. So 10 years from now, can you wake up and go to that same job and either reignite your spark for that job and find fulfillment in another way for what it's doing in other parts of your life? Or are you absolutely like, no, I'm not going to be able to do this. So that's actually not in my definition of success, because to me, success means helping people in this way. Success means using this other gift of mine of speaking or of whatever that gift looks like for you, writing or singing or whatever that looks like. So really redefine what success means to you. Because when you, to me, success is finding fulfillment every single day in a small way. And for me, when I'm doing that, my energy level goes through the roof. So when I have energy, that is when I am open to all my creative thoughts. And when I have these beautiful creative thoughts and I have a lot of energy, typically money follows that eventually. So it's like, how can I monetize this new thought that I have? How can I monetize this new idea that I have? That's the question that you ask after that. How can I monetize what fulfills me the most? You need to start asking better questions around what truly success means to you and true fulfillment means. And how much money do I actually need in this lifetime to feel really fulfilled and be doing the things that I want and be giving back in the way that I want? And once I get there, am I going to move the bar? And is that okay with me if I move the bar? And can I be happy with continuing to move the bar? Can I be happy right now? And truly, that's the answer that we want to get to a place when we say, can I be happy with or without the thing that I think that I'm needing? And this is the question I ask myself literally daily. Can I be happy with or without the thing that I think that I'm needing right now? And if I'm needing it, am I sitting in a place of lack? So we can desire something, but not need it to feel fulfilled and feel happy. So I hope that that helps you guys today. I'm so incredibly grateful for you. And believe me, when I talk about this or get off on a tangent, it's only because I've been there and I'm speaking to myself right now. So that's how passionately, if I could go back and tell myself to chill the F out and just try to make a good day, that I feel like maybe I wouldn't have felt so much pressure around myself. But also, pressure is a gift, right? Pressure is a gift. So it helps us move forward. So if there's a little bit of pressure on there, great. Bless you. That's fantastic. Maybe it'll get your butt moving a little faster like it did for me. So you guys, thank you so much. And if you know anybody who needs this episode, please text it to them, share it, whatever you want, because that's really how this podcast gets out. And that's the only way it gets out. So thank you guys and have the most beautiful day. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye-bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.